WAP. You got a copy on me, Wally? W-A-R-C-Y?
Good morning. What's up?
A couple hours ago, it seems like the network went down across the board. Sometime just before 6 o'clock. Sean's on it. I don't know if it's back up and running officially. Yeah, somebody tripped over the cord between 5 and 6 this morning, and I don't know if it's back up yet or not. I haven't heard anything from Sean to confirm it. And if he's listening, he could be more descriptive as to what happened. But if you have any problems, you'll understand why.
Okay. Well, a little bit of it must be up because I'm on the Richmond, and I'm assuming you're on the Warren.
I'm also talking on my node, which is I'm surprised I'm connecting. So I don't know. Like I said, the current status, he may have it fixed. I don't know. I have not checked the monitor page, so I don't know what's up yet or not. I've been kind of busy this morning. So, but I was just bringing it up just in case you have any problems. You'll understand why somebody tripped over the power cord.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for the update. And if I'm not getting anywhere, I know why. So it's working from node to Richmond. I don't know. I'm not quite. I mean, I kind of understand how it's all connected, but not fully. So, well, good. All right, sounds good. So, all right, I got a lot of driving to do today, so I'll be on the radio quite a bit here. I have to run to Ann Arbor. I got three things I have to do in Ann Arbor. So today is driving day. And I'll probably just take 94 all the way around because 696 is not too appealing this time of year.
Well, just be careful with the scattered rain that's coming through, throughout the day, on and off showers. Mostly the line, like 8 miles the line, 94 is going to be a line. Everything north of that is going to see rain, so just be careful. Heard you were in my hometown yesterday of St. Clair Shores, taking care of some personal medical business. I hope you enjoyed your time. I kind of missed the place, but it's not what it was when I was a kid.
I actually think they've done a lot to make it nicer, so I feel comfortable in St. Clair Shores. But, yeah, they got a lot of nice high-end medical facilities and doctor's offices there. So my urology guy works out of there, and I'm pretty impressed. So for me, it's worth the drive.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I've been out of the city for a few years, and I lived there till I was like 20, and then I moved up to Harrison Township. Clinton Township, Harrison Township, Chesterfield Township, almost to New Baltimore. I ended up at 23 in Altman there, across the street from Kroger's. There's a subdivision called Cricklewood with condominiums. And then I came back south, and then I ended up here in Oakland County. But, yeah, it's still my hometown, and I know they're making a lot of changes. I mean, they tore down a fire station and the police station, and those things were there in the 50s. And I was born in 56, and I think the police station at 11 and Jefferson was built in like 58 or 59, and that's now being demolished and building a new property there. So there's a lot of improvements happening, but there's some diversification changes that are just taking some of the niceness out of it, in my opinion. All right, I'll let you go. Have a great day, W8RCY. I've been on GMRS this morning. W8RCY. I'll figure this out one day. Have a great day, and clear after your final.
Very good. Thanks for the update. Hope everything goes well. So, yeah, I did see the weather blurb there. They're not predicting anything significant. As long as we don't get Texas-type rains, I'll be happy. Talk to you later. WAVD.
back online?
Oh, we're back online if you can hear me.
I can't hear you.
Sorry, what was that? I couldn't hear what you were saying.
All right, whatever the problem was must be resolved.
By process of elimination, they found which receptacle to pull in. I put the plug back into. Oh, I'm just going to switch over to his on the other side of Warren and see if he can hear me because he's over on Mount Clemens.
There was a double there. I heard Donald. What about other side, Mount Clemens?
Oh, it's Cliff over here, Sean. KFATPZ. Yeah, when I heard you call out saying I was back online, I said, okay, and I look, and you came in through the Mount Clemens repeater. So I just switched over to one over here's over in Warren just to make sure that they were all talking to each other.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, I think Donald's on his node, so that indicates that the hub's back up. So, right, Donald, you're on your node, right?
That is correct, and the hub is also broadcasting transmissions on the World Wide Web. So, yep, looks like we're back in business.
I'm going to take a quick shot at the Detroit repeater and see if it can hear me. I might come across as garbled, but at least if it's making some noise. KFATPZ of the Detroit repeater.
W8RCY on the Detroit repeater.
Oh, my God. I pulled up to the Starbucks, and right as I pulled up, you turned it over to me. I pulled up to the Starbucks window, and my phone went off with a simulated emergency test drill that I have to respond to as my position. And it's like, oh, my God. Anyhow, I've gotten through it. Now I'm just waiting for my coffee.
Looks like the ground zero site of the incident at 9 Mile and DeGuinder is still up and in business. The two vehicles that struck the building wasn't enough, I guess, to knock out the whole network.
So let me get this straight. There was a vehicular accident that did this?
I have a bizarre sense of humor. About the same time this incident with the network going down, there was an accident in the border of Madison Heights, Hazel Park. There's an old coffee house diner called Bray's, and it's got the donkey on it. Well, two vehicles collided and crashed into the side of the building, and the impact of the cars looked really bad. The building looks like it's okay, but it was enough probably to shake the building up to mess up the network that's buried, you know, hundreds of feet underground, you know, for security and safety reasons. And but no, guess that's not what it was.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'm actually very familiar with Braves. I grew up with Topher and Ryan.
Yeah, I'm about 2.5 miles north of that, up to Quinder, and as you know, as the network was down this morning, I was watching the news and they showed it, and I go, oh, that's where it happened. Okay, that's enough to knock out a whole network if you shake up a building that old and your equipment stored, you know, in bunkers underground. But then again, like I said, yeah, I've got a bizarre sense of humor sometimes, and that was just my guess. Or that was my story, and I was sticking to it.
Yeah, there you go. And, yeah, my sense of humor wanders off the track like that quite a bit, too. I just couldn't keep it to myself because of the looks I get.
Wonder how much dust they knocked out of the ceiling tiles onto the booth. KFATWF.
They ran out of black pepper, so they got the white pepper out, and that's what they're telling customers. It's white pepper. More importantly, it looks like we are back up in business. Sean's at Starbucks. The world is all good. Everybody have a great day. Those of you on the road, be safe. Rain's going to come and go today. It's humid. I got the air conditioning going once again. W-8-R-C-Y. Have a great day.
Pat, I'm going to say 73 to everyone for a while for myself. I got some things I got to go take care of. So, KFA-TTZ, everybody be careful out there. And, yeah, have yourselves a good day. KFA-TTZ clear.
And I forgot to say dry. Now I got a cappuccino that feels like a latte.
You've had an interesting morning. It's okay. You'll be fine.
Except I didn't get what I wanted. I got all this milk with a little bit of espresso in it. I never understood why people like lattes. It's like, give me a big glass of warm milk with a shot of espresso in it. Did we break the network again?
No, I just don't have a response to Starbucks because I've always had issues with Starbucks in one way, shape, or form over the years. And like I say, when I do order from them now through DoorDash, I go to the one at 12 Mile and John R. And they get my order right every time. And trying to set up this one here across the street from me, and it's, I told you about the credit card issues. Things like that, and it's just like, why do things have to be so difficult? They try to make things convenient with doing things online, purchases through DoorDash, Amazon. I can imagine what Amazon's going through with this 4 days of sales stuff, but I think modern technology is just making things more difficult, and it's just harder for these people who want $15 an hour to put your order together and not get it right is sad.
Well, I wouldn't think the credit card thing is specific to any particular Starbucks, because that's kind of more the app and, kind of global. But as far as whether they get your order right or not, yeah, that clearly is something on the, I've had pretty good luck with the one right there by us. And, there's one in Target as well, so you can, you literally got 200 yards apart. But, if it's even 100 yards, honestly. But the one in the Target's kind of a, almost a Starbucks. It's lax in a couple of ways, I think. But they've gotten that better. But no, the one out there by the road, it's okay. There are a few things they don't know about, like that one drink I get all the time. They're confused about that one because it's not a regular. And, whatever. But, anywho, I'm going to run into the shop here, check my email, and figure out what the rest of the afternoon has got in store for me here. Trying to get out early. I worked about 3 hours over yesterday, and I just assume instead of collecting overtime, I just assume cut out early today because I've got my in-laws in from Arizona, so the earlier I can get home and we can get out there, the better. And that was a whole bunch to chew on.
Dave is teaching you well. I heard, I didn't realize you worked that late yesterday. I knew you were out late, but I didn't know you were that late until you were talking about getting dinner, and you still weren't home yet, and I'm going, holy smokes, how late did you stay out? And then you were mentioning about maybe cutting out early, families in town and all that, so I hope you're able to do that today and take a little R&R, and after the long day yesterday, after having a the extended weekend and you being sick as well. All the best to you. Be careful on the roads. We'll catch up with you later. W8RCY.
Yep, catch you later. W8RCY.
It transmits okay, it doesn't receive. And I think the receive part of it is off.
Yeah, you were saying something about that. Is that able to be swept and aligned, or do I need to move to a different model?
No, I think it's tunable. It's been taken to the doctor, so... I think it's tunable, because I checked the transmit on it. You know, I usually use my little iStar with the WPSD software, and I can check the error rate and bit error rate, and it was only like 400 hertz off, which is really nothing in the scheme of things. So, and then I noticed when I was transmitting with it on my antenna, I was hitting all the other repeaters because I was listening on my handheld. But I couldn't hear it back. I could hear it back on the handheld, but I couldn't hear it back on your radio. You know, especially the ones that were more distant, like fills and stuff. So hopefully that'll be just an easy adjustment.
And then I can always trade it in for an upgrade.
I know some people have done a bunch of them.
Yeah, so do I. So there's a little bit of extra gain involved. I'm sure I can find that.
Your Olingo is just an analog, right? That's what you're using now?
There's a chip I can try to find. It's like another buck and a half, I think. And I put that in, and then it has digital mode, which I'm pretty sure is DMR.
For a buck and a half, I guarantee it's DMR, because the other algorithm, the V25, there's, I believe there's some licensing fees, and that's why that option adds on so much more money to just about anything you buy that's outside the big M realm. So my best guess is it's not so much the technology as it is the licensing fee or the royalty or the whatever it is. You know, I think you have to pay somebody for permission to use that.
That's why I got a DM for UHF and DMR. And now I have a VHF sitting back here.
Have you put have you put that in yet? Played with it? Oh, no, you said you were going to use that for a gold box.
Yeah, well, I took it up. I mean, I have the power of the antenna right here on the dashboard, so I just plugged it in, hooked it up, and she did quite well.
Yeah, I'd say we can talk on it, but I don't know where we go. Oh, 147.200.
Yeah, it's sitting in the back door right now. I didn't do it up there long enough to, you know, run a test on it on Mac and see how it did. And, oh yeah, she was clean.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Yeah, that wasn't a bad radio. So, code plug and all the other stuff, I've got those pretty much figured out. Pretty easy peasy.
Yeah, how am I sounding to you? I'm on the tower that TK did not too long ago.
Oh, the one down by the... I thought that was BHF. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, it sounds really good. WRCY was telling me that there was some connectivity problems this morning or something, but best I can tell, everything seems to be working.
Yeah, so far she's pretty clear, and I'm at 6 mile and 275. Pushed her all the way out to Ann Arbor.
Is that where you're heading?
No, today I'm going to Westland, and when I'm done in Westland, then I gotta go over to Pontiac off of Optic and south, over there by the Amazon.
Okay. Yeah, I'm heading towards Ann Arbor. Gotta go to a car dealership, a college, and the city hall.
I'll have fun with that.
Well, gives me a chance to talk on the radio and gives me a chance to drive. And I did bring a BHF handy talkie with me so I could see how TJ's P25 stuff works over there, because I'm supposed to have a receive site over there too. It was working because I was able to open up the repeater from inside my house with my handy talkie, so I think that was that's a positive.
Yeah, that's another small investment I have to make, is get one of those.
Oh, dude, that's beyond small. Used market on those is really hot. I mean, it's still crazy money. Once in a while, you get lucky, but you find somebody that doesn't know what they have, but most of the time, they're still up there.
You know, they're right around a new car payment, and I'm not going to do that right now.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, sir. I'm going to sit here and drink my coffee and veg out and drive careful. I'll throw my call out here in a while again. So, got a cup of coffee bouncing around here that I want to drink. Big B, of course. My favorite little one. So, I did go talk to our local mayor this morning, too. I made time to do that. I had some political questions for him, because there's actually one candidate I don't care for, and there's two candidates that I do care for, including the existing guy, and I went and talked to the existing guy, and he answered all my questions just the way I liked it, and it all was good. So, you know, because my soapbox, I think I've been it before on here about it, is the traffic control in our town. I mean, these kids have got to start writing tickets. I mean, it's just horrendous, the speed that my town is elevated to. So he answered it appropriately, so let's see if he does something. But other than that, all was good. So, oh, and I got a yard sign. Look at that. And a pen. And a thank you. What more could you ask for? That may be a free drink at Tashmo.
The yard signs are good. Yeah, talking to the mayor is the perfect thing to do. I gotta look for the orchids. You know, I said I'm talking to our patrol officer, and he's pretty stringent on some of those rules, especially the seatbelt one and going over the speed limit more than 10. He catches them all the time. He's always in court.
Hi, sir. I'll chat later. You be good. WATV. Mobile in it to Ann Arbor. And gonna drink some of my coffee.
Try to stay dry. And I'm almost to Ford Road to my destination. Don't tell the flip. KCKJO.
Wasabi.
Wasabi and cheese.
N8HLY, N8HLY, from N8AASD.
W3LNS, W4XED.
Oh my gosh. W4XED, this is W3LNS. You finally called me.
Don't get too excited. I just put work the only about 15 or so.
Oh, I'm very excited. I'm just eating lunch now. I forgot to eat lunch again, damn it. I need gas from the lawnmower before it rains. If you could do that.
It's possible. Let me look at the weather when I get home and I'll take a look.
Okay, I'd rather mow it now before we get floodwaters and we have to wait 5 days. But anyway, see you when you get home. 88.
Okie dokie, 88. W3LNS, W4XED, OE, standing by.
W3LNS out.
KCHDRP monitoring.
K-A-R-U-H.
Huey.
Tom, K-E-8-R-U-H.
Going home so I can get to my meeting at 6:30.
Fun. Yeah, I'm about 3 minutes out from being in the driveway, so I totally understand. What meeting do you got this evening? Anything fun?
Well, the agenda says review master plan documents, which we got a couple pages to go through on that. Yet, it's always somebody complaining about the grass not being cut in a field or whatever kind of crap they want to whine about that doesn't pertain to me, but they like to say things anyways.
Ah, so it's not going to be that fun of a meeting, then.
As everybody keeps the lid on their top, we'll be fine. But there's two that just, they speak during every meeting, say what they have to say, and then one of them likes to interject constantly when we're trying to review something. Tonight's meeting is in regards to the master plan for the city. And that's what we're discussing. But she'll make it to something else, like she does at every meeting, even though it's out of our hands right now.
Yep, some people just can't stay on track, huh?
No, we have a new development going in, and they fixed one of the ordinance violations, and there's three more that we sent them to the ZBA to correct or ask, you know, or to talk about a variance. And the residents or a couple homeowners around the area are like, well, this hasn't been built and this isn't done. This one person's like, they haven't cut the field in 2 years. It needs to be cut. I have allergies. I was in the hospital for a knee replacement. I can't be around, blah, blah, blah. That's like, what does that have to do with the building of this structure or, you know, the city's master plan? That's all. She likes to be on TV is all it is.
She needs her 5 minutes of fame every month? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. I watched the council meeting from last week, and she's sitting there saying, you know, I want to, you called me bullying, and you said this about me, you said that about me, I saw the notes, I heard this, da-da-da-da-da. And she's like, I want a public apology from every council member here. I want a public apology from the city. I want a public apology from the mayor. I mean, I want a public apology from everybody in this resident that talks to me.
Some people enjoy being difficult. What are you going to do? But I am pulling into the driveway. Hopefully your meeting goes better than you think it's going to. And I will catch up with you soon. K-E-8-R-U-H.
Yeah, have a cold one for me. K-E-8-R-U-H.
NABDF.
Leaving late.
I was working on rolling out another piece of software and I had to put a script together to do it and it's fighting me, so here I am, almost 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I just pulled into town about 10 minutes ago, sitting there reading 5 minutes from last month, You know, some sirens are going off everywhere, and fire chief just rolled up to the station. Sounds like there's a dumpster fire somewhere. KGO this evening.
Looks like weather's getting a little sporty up that way too, yeah?
Yeah, it's a little humid. Don't know what it's going to do yet. I hear we're supposed to have like a 70% chance, but I don't think it's anything detrimental.
I just got off the phone with my mom. She's in Bruce Township. She said that there's some thunder rolling in, so I don't know if we're supposed to be getting a thunderstorm or if we just got a little those sprinkles coming in or what, but the further north I get, the darker it gets.
Yeah, I didn't say anything on KATX, and I haven't gotten any bumps in regards to, alerts or anything like that. I'm looking at the radar now, and there's a little bit of green, there's some yellow and some red, and then it just disperses. You know, St. Clair Shores is going to get hit, so Sean's going to get a little bit wet.
Well, I would rather stay dry until this weekend. I finally have someone coming to wrap up my yard, and I don't want it to be a mud fest.
Saturday says 40% chance, so we'll see how that rolls. It changes day to day, you know that.
Changes day to day, and it's usually never right.
Well, Thursday and Friday are supposed to be in the low to mid-80s. Saturday is supposed to be close to 90 with 40% chance of sprinkles. And then Sunday is mid-80s with a 50% chance of sprinkles. So, like you said, when you plan something is when it happens. You go out there, oh, it's a good weekend. You walk out the door and it's pouring rain on you. Like, well, wait till next weekend.
I'm supposed to have a surprise party for my dad this weekend, so I'm hoping it's not too poopy out.
That's why my wife cut the grass earlier today, so she didn't have to deal with it tomorrow in the room. Trying to cut wet grass.
Good call. Forgot what cutting grass is like. Oh my god, that guy's literally got a whole gash ripped open on his truck. I was messing with that RT3S earlier this week, trying to program it, and messing around with different firmwares, and then I put it down. So it is yours whenever you are ready.
Yeah, this would be a perfect opportunity for me to throw some grass seed down on some dead spots, but I got a meeting tonight. I'll deal with it on the weekend.
When was the last time you used the Romeo repeater? I'm at 27, and it's like in and out.
Yeah, it's like scratchy right through there. What are you on right now? You on Bourne or you on Richmond?
I just switched to Richmond. That's the worst I've heard Romeo. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just me. I got stuff in front of me, but it was very, very scratchy. Usually it's not bad.
Yeah, you weren't too bad coming in to the repeater. A little bit of scratch, but not much. Try 42175, same PL, 123. Are you trying it?
All right, is that working?
Yeah, you sound good. You on 175?
Yeah, it took me a second to get the PL in there because it showed that I had a PL entered and it was the wrong one, but it didn't show that I didn't have tone on, so it took me a minute to figure that out. I think that was the first one I've programmed on the fly. Where is this? Is this the Detroit machine?
Yes, sir. TDA just got it back in service or reconnected within the past couple weeks, so I've been using as much as I can to see what it covers. I haven't been downriver enough to let Sean know about that aspect, but I pushed it out as far as 94 and US 23, and going up through Rochester and Oakland and all that, it does pretty good until I hide in the trees.
Jesus, this is insane. It's full quieting, and I'm, like, even when I'm waiting for the carrier to drop, there's no noise at all.
Yeah, when I'm out in, I hang on the Phil's repeater as much as I can when I'm going out 96 to 275. I could push him out to Wixom, and just a little bit beyond. But then heading southbound, when I get a little scratchy on 500, then I'll move over to the Detroit machine and start picking that up. And that's really good in Livonia and down that, as, you know, down that area. So we got some height and some distance on 175.
How far north have you ran it?
I came through Flint yesterday. I was on the Holler repeater. That was kind of scratchy. I think I pushed it. I think I could key the repeater up probably right around, Irish Road and 69. I'll figure it out again. I forgot to write it down where I was at, but I always have it on the side channel there to try it.
Hey, DBS, this is definitely getting programmed in the radio. I'm going to take my SD card in tonight. If I can use this from my house to work and I don't have to switch repeaters, man, oh, man, am I going to be happy.
Yeah, it's in a good location, and it's got, you know, so it's got some height and it's got some power, so it's really good. It's pushing it out there. Like I said, I pushed it out, I think it was downtown Ann Arbor when I got into the building, because it kind of got lost in the mix. But besides that, I'm a little bit low on it, but I've been able to hit from Ann Arbor, so let's see how it goes when you get an inlay.
I'm at 33 and 53 right now, so far so good. That's crazy. Whose machine is this? What's the call on it so I can put it on my radio?
I think it's KC8LTS.
All right, I'll definitely put this thing in there. That's awesome. I'm seeing lightning over further north, kind of to the east towards you.
Well, the buzzards are on top of the water tower hanging out, so they're not flying around. They just were. There's like six of them up there right now. Usually there's like 12. And, yeah, it looks kind of menacing to the west, but they're not super dark. Oh, KCKGO for ID.
I'm excited to get home. I got a new radio waiting for me, and now I'm curious if I'm going to be able to hit this repeater with it.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. Like I said, I pushed it. I forgot. I think I hit it in Emily City, but don't quote me on that. Because I was going down 69, so I think there's, like, little spurts in there that you can get it really clear, and then it gets kind of messy, and then it clears up again. But I got to jump into my meeting. It starts at 6:30, and I'm the one with the key to the door, and I'm the one that runs the meeting. And so 73 in your final. Kilo Charlie, Kilo Yudovka.
All right, Tom, stay dry. Good talking to you. I'll catch you later. N8DBS.
N8DBS, KZ8Z. Was that actually Dakota? Has there been a sighting?
Hey, Dakota, it's Dave. How you doing, Dave? I'm usually out here just in the mornings, not so much the evenings. And if I do call out in the evenings, it's usually a ghost town. Yeah, how you been, man? What you up to?
Nothing right now, just running up to Walgreens to get some photo enlargements that I'm just going to do that. Nope, once every 5 years. but I haven't heard you even in the morning, but maybe that's me. Because I know you guys usually chat around 7, but I thought that there were people on Telegram saying, where's Dakota? Where's Dakota? So it's probably we're gone for a couple of days, and it's like, the research party's out for you. I just thought, heck, did I miss the latest Dakota sale on radio stuff? That would be a bummer.
out there 7-ish until about 7:30. It was like a 2-week stint though where I was getting in early and leaving late, so radio wasn't. I don't even know if I was turning it on in the morning because I knew no one was going to be around. But, I'm back now, kind of back to the regularly scheduled programming, my normal commute, and I was on the node yesterday a bit, so trying to get back into it, and as this summer carries on and the less I want to go outside, the more I want to play with a radio inside.
Yeah, I hear you. I had been a little absent myself. We were away on vacation for a while, and then a couple of weekends or three-day weekends over in Canada and then other places. And, just get busy with life stuff. But we always come back and check in. Greg and I had a great POTA yesterday. The weather was just, as you know, outrageously beautiful. Can you use those words together? I think so. Yeah, it was great. And then it was funny because on the waterfall, all of a sudden, I'm seeing this huge reading coming in. And Greg looks at it and he goes, there's somebody in the park. And sure enough, today I get an email from a guy saying, hey, were you at Bald Mountain yesterday? We were in this picnic area, and it was right next to us. I mean, it was probably 100 yards next to us. I told the guy, I'm like, yeah, dude, you were flooding my waterfall. It was crazy. But it was a great day.
Good. I'm glad POTA's still alive and well. Did you guys make contact with them, or were you just like, man, this signal's booming?
Yeah, no contact. It was kind of a bummer for a while because we were transmitting on, different intervals. We were on the first, and he was on the second, or odd, or even, or however that goes. But we were on different intervals, so that's not a happy case. But then I think he switched over, maybe he left. I think he was only there for like an hour. But it was a great day, yeah. I don't know, have you been to Bald Mountain? That is a great area, but I think you're on the other side, so I don't know if you get there.
Yeah, I've activated it one time. Fans are really bad, but I'd like to get back out there. I love that park. I usually shoot sporting clays there, so it's about a 30-minute drive from where I'm at.
Oh, okay. That's about the same for Greg. And I've been to their sporting clays course, well, the two courses that they have many times. Those are great. That's a great area. Pat, I forget his name, Pat something. Man, he used to be, probably still is, just an incredible skeet or whatever it is. I forget which one he was really good at, but he was really good. Pat Lewinsky, something, took a couple lessons from him, and he was just crazy. Okay, I'm at Walgreens picking up my photos. I just wanted to give you a little poking, prodding, because I hadn't heard you, but that's probably more my fault than yours. good to hear you, Dakota. Hope all is going great, man. I'll be out of here. I'm yours. KZAC.
Good to hear from you too, man. Hope you're doing well as well, and hopefully we can all get together. Grab a beer or lunch or do an activation. So stay dry. Rain starting to fall. NACDF.
Pretty good. We got a good downpour probably an hour or so ago.
But the sun's out now.
There ain't no sun here. Hey, Greg. I don't know why, but it's dripping. That's all there is.
Roger that. So, yeah, my toys started showing up today, so I haven't really got into them too much. I just finished up dinner here, so maybe read some manuals tonight.
Well, I got the other parts of those six parts for that vertical, you know, those skinny parts, and a piece of, like, aluminum. I got them, and I just put them together, and I put everything together. But now we got to wait till the sunshine comes on. Then I got to take the one out there, that the new one, and got the 2 meter out and put the vertical. And it should be all set on the vertical.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, I bet you'd be excited to get that up for sure.
Yeah, I know those verticals, they're more than 200 watts, those verticals, the 10 and the 20. I have 10, 20, 40, and 80 meter. It's all in that vertical.
You got a good SWR meter, or a tune, or a, what do they call it, antenna analyzer?
Oh, but I can get one. I can get one, but I just want to see what is the difference. I think that the vertical about 2,000 to 4,000 watts, that antenna.
Yeah, if you get a minute later, send me a picture. I'd like to see what it is. Just curious.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I had it a long time. I just replaced the bottom part and the top one because I cut them short. That's why it was not doing a good job. But it wasn't doing okay. You know, I can hear the 40 meter with no problem, 20 meter no problem, even the 10 meter. I used to hear some people out there, and I decided now, I tell you, know, let's take these little things down and get a new one. And it costs a little bit, but those six of them cost $70 by the time we get here.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You got to pay to play, that's for sure, especially on the HF side. I'm learning that. I thought I was done there for a little bit, but the HF just put a dent in my pocket a little bit more, but that's all right. I'm having fun.
Oh, you'll be all right, you know, because that's why I looked at it. I looked at those verticals, what they got out there. They said HF is good for those. So then I have an HF, then I just replaced the bottom part because it was all rust out, and you know, I think it went through hell all these years, you know. Then the top ones, you know, 25 years ago I cut them a little bit less because one of them broke a little bit, and that's why I had to cut the rest of them to make sure they're all even. But now I got the new one, I just put them in. I was in the garage, put them in.
Well, good deal, Jack. I'm glad you're getting there with that antenna. I know we've both been struggling a little bit. I mean, I've been having good contact on that ham stick, but, you know, it's a pain when you got to walk out there and change that stick if you want to go from band to band. So I'm looking forward to getting that wire up.
Yeah, you get that wire up, you'll be with no problem at all. And I think that's on that vertical, I'm going to do, it's going to be a good job because that drag, it was handling that vertical. And really, it was getting out. I mean, even the Middle East frequency, they were coming in.
Good deal. Well, you got the rig, you got that 710, that's a hell of a radio. So you should be seems to be getting around real well with that setup.
I like those three Pompinos he had back there. They're not good looking. They're young, too. I know that. I just looked at them too close. Maybe that's why I see them so big. Anyhow, it's all good out there. Anyhow, go ahead.
Yeah, I was sitting there making breakfast, and I looked up, and I saw the one doe come up out of the weeds there, and then another one come up, and another one. And I said, well, there's three of them there. And he just stood and looked at the houses and back and forth. They didn't bother. I went out on the deck there and sat and took that picture. They didn't care. They just were beating the flies off them.
They know it's safe out there anyhow. They know that, you know, it's safe out there.
Yeah, you got that right. That's why they're back here. They're safe, surrounded by houses, and no one's going to be messing with them for sure. Even deer season, they all pile in back here. It's crazy. I got some big bucks coming from all over, hiding back here.
You hear me this morning on the GM?
No, I haven't been getting up early enough for GM. My schedule's been altered. I'm now staying up later and sleeping in a little bit later. I got up, I think, at 8:30, and I did not turn it on.
Yeah, the question is, do you go to your mailbox every day? I said, yeah, I go to my mailbox every day because I'm expecting check for $250,000.
I love that, yeah. Yeah, I know. Every time I go to the mailbox, though, I know it's going to be nothing but bad. It's either advertisement or a bill. No one's ever going to send me a check for $250,000, but I'd always like to think that.
Everybody said, we got nothing but junk mail and bills to pay. I said, I'm waiting for that check. You know what he said? He said, let me know when you get that check. That's my cosign.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Boy, I wish I would have been on there. I would have been laughing for sure. All right, Jack, it was good talking with you. I'm going to get out of here. I heard you on the other side there. That's pretty busy. So, all right, we'll talk to you later, bud. KFATRC from WDAKLL, I'll be clear.
I think we are connected because I heard 817 came by a few minutes ago, so I don't know. I think we are connected. All right, Greg, take care. WDAKLL, KF8.
Yeah, we're connected, Jack. That's what I was saying. I was listening to Dave. I heard you out there. 73.
K-A-R-U-H. Station calling. 48, go ahead. What's going on? This is K-8-R-U-H.
How you doing, Anthony?
Pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, I just threw some chicken in the air fryer. You'll see how that works. I've not done barbecue chicken in the air fryer before. We'll see.
Is it raw chicken?
Negative. This is leftover barbecue.
Turned out pretty good. You'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right. It's better than the microwave.
Yep, I'm a big air fryer fan. This is leftover barbecue, so it's fully cooked. Just heating it up in the air fryer. Ever since I got the air fryer, I hate doing the microwave for anything. Hello, Anthony. Hello, Colin. And I think I even heard Jack.
Yeah, but you forgot to put the S on the end of my name.
I did. And I thought that when I said it. Anyhow. Anthony, what's got you out and about? What's got you venturing?
I'm not venturing. I'm just in the garage, turned the radio on, and called out, and what do you know? There's people out there. The airwaves are alive this evening.
Did he just call us people, Collins?
Wait, what did I miss?
He said he got out here, and what do you know, there's people out here. I said, did he just call us people?
He obviously has no idea who we are and what we've done. But if he did, he would definitely not be calling us people.
I did not suggest either one of you were civilized people, but people, that's all.
Yeah, I'm not even sure you can go that far.
Improper implication, gotcha.
Yeah, but Sean, he still can't even go that far.
No, yeah, that's true. Although, like Elephant Man. I'm not an animal!
If he only knew the years, the last couple of years when I was there, he'd have a stronger idea of what ham reality is.
Are you suggesting I missed the good times?
Oh, I'll tell you what, Anthony. Yeah, the Collins days from back in the day when he was here were interesting. And our good friend Don, sometimes there'd be the Professor Don and Collins show, and it was something to behold.
Yeah, we had a time of our lives. And we even did jamming sessions where we tried to see who could jam each other the best. Oh, my God. And we would go from repeater to repeater trying different things, and that ended up starting a pub crawl with Keith and the guys, and I mean a pub crawl, a repeater crawl. And I would have my Friday night diatribes. So when I was done with work on Friday night, I'd come home, open up a bottle of Jack Daniels, and start my diatribes at about, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock. And they'd go till about 9:30 to 11, depending on how fast I was hammering it back. And we drew in a very, very, very big audience. People that disagreed, that would jam us, but that a lot of us were much stronger than the jammers. And And then just a bunch of people doubling and figuring stuff out. It was good times. And boy, did we eat, and we got together, and we had barbecue at Barbecue Bob's, and we Bucharest, and Chicken Shack, and all of that. It was good times.
Certainly sounds like chaos.
Yeah, but it wasn't. That was our lives. And we had fun, and we weren't a bunch of old fogey bozos. We acted like a bunch of teenagers in 30, 40, and 50-year-old bodies.
Okay, I got to go tend to my chicken. Double jet. Enjoy, Sean. We'll catch up with you later. I may try to reach out to you on Friday. I got a couple questions if you're around.
Sean, double U8, FU.
Uh-huh. Send a uniform over.
Did you say WCAD?
I did.
Do you know if anybody got WAAD yet? And if not, who's going to take it? That was my buddy. Even though at his deathbed he wasn't talking to me, we fell out.
Yes, I knew Don. I met Don when I got back on the radio. And that's unfortunate.
Well, I tried to reconcile with him. I called him, and actually what I told him was, Catherine's going to die soon. And like 3 days later, she died. And that's what we fell out for, was because I predicted her death and told him. And anyway, I told him he was going to die soon after she died, and he didn't like that either. I was just being honest with him. And he got upset with me because I predicted her death and his death soon after, and it happened, and I was kind of upset when it did, because it happened exactly how I said it was going to happen to him, to his fate. I mean, well, over the phone, and he didn't like that.
That's unfortunate. Hey, Sean, did you watch that Tigers game?
No, don't tell me I missed one. Did I...
No, you didn't miss anything, trust me.
All right, you'll have to fill me in.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
Sean, did you know about that?
I did not. We were pretty close. Last couple of years there, and... he never indicated that there was any problem. So, maybe he expressed some displeasure. I know he was pretty sensitive about Catherine, for sure. But, so that could have struck a nerve or something. But he never said anything.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk to me the last couple of years because, well, the last year. Because before I moved, after I moved, I told him, like I said, 3 days before her death, I was like, you know, I know she's going to die soon. And you're going to die right after her. And he didn't like that. But we were having a conversation about life and death and blah, blah, blah. But he was really upset. And so he was like, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And then he died. And then that kind of upset me that he died the way I said he was. It was really pitiful.
Speaking
anyway,
of the ease, did you know Walt WB80 passed? He left us a short time ago.
I can come back to Detroit and do some Friday night diatribes and some barbecue bobs and some Bucharest grills and all of that. So that's my goal, is to get back to Detroit. 73 from Double UHCMC.
Collins, were you aware that we lost Walt as well? WB80?
Yes. And I kind of thought he would go before Don, but Walt had a lot of things going on, and I didn't realize till the end that he liked to drink. So, yes, I figured that we lost Walt. You know, he was a staple for a long, long, long time for USICA, and just a staple for ham radio altogether. And, yeah, it's a shame.
In 1990, when all you needed to take a ham test was two hams general or above, it was a rainy night. Three of us came in, all with a case of beer under our arm. Who gave us the test? Who signed my ticket? Walter and Sean. And Walter was a true ambassador to the hobby in this area. You needed a Walter in every big city in America. Seriously, if you wanted to promote the hobby. Give Walter a lot of credit for that.
Yes, and he was
absolutely
always promoting Lark in the Park, and whatever,
you know,
whatever event was going on with whatever, that was the guy. And he was at every swap.
The man. So
they would man him at a table.
Quite a
because I remember in the 90s.
Always willing to talk to
and even before the 90s, when my dad had me going in,
I don't know that he's
with
quite
his CD guys to the swaps,
Walt, but,
I remember seeing Walt
last,
there
five
every
years.
Single time.
All right, I'm going to eat this chicken now because
and,
I air fried it.
Remember,
so
we
now,
had the swaps at the Southfield High School, and we had all those different swap at the Mercy Center in Farmington Hills. And, a lot of the venues ended up disappearing over the
somebody
years.
Had a couple of cocktails.
A lot of the good ones that we had. And for many, many years, they were combining those with the computer swaps. You'd have all the shareware people there at the swaps too, and I found a lot of good, useful shareware.
Repeat time out.
That worked with ham and everything
right,
else.
Unfortunately, there, Colin, we doubled.
And,
those
days ain't coming back.
Gone, and so now I must
and Walt used to do the cooking too.
But my fingers will be barbecue.
You took the initiative on a lot of that.
Double.
I think we timed it out. Anyhow, Colin, we doubled. I got to get to my chicken, and it will barbecue my fingers, so I won't be able to get to the microphone. 7-3 for now. Off to my chicken. Hello, goodbye, Jeff. And Anthony is still listening to my chicken. W8FU.
Yum. Bok, 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 73. Jeff, I remember when you had those rods placed in your neck or whatever that was. How's all that doing?
Sucks, and I regret doing it.
Why is that?
Because I'm stiff and I hurt all the time. It's not the nerve pain I was experiencing, but it's just a chronic nagging pain 24/7 now.
So, can they give you, are you taking anything for it, or smoking marijuana, or what?
I got some heavy-duty muscle relaxers that they wanted me to take 3 times a day. I took the first one and said, there's no freaking way I'm going to be doing this stuff 3 times a day. So, I take them PRN. Like, it's really bad. And they're not cutting me again, so it is what it is. I'm stuck with it.
Well, yeah, probably because the rods are piercing through muscle. Is that what I'm gathering?
Maybe, but what I was told were the rods are like actually really stiff springs. Imagine opening a magazine, take the base plate off, and the magazine spring comes out. On either side of my neck, it looks like I have 2 magazine springs.
Ah, okay. You're like a slinky.
Yeah, pretty much, but a really stiff slinky. Actually, if I had a slinky with this diameter wire on it, that would make a great HF antenna. You could run the amp through it.
So in other words, I just need to run some ladder line to both sides of your neck and run a 1,000 watts through it and see your head pop.
Only if there were studs in the side of my neck to put it in.
Then you'd look like Herman Munster.
That guy has his QRZ page bookmarked. He's actually got he's got the QSL card, but it's, you know, it's the bullshit call. That was hilarious. This is the head march, and I'm going to come over there and punch you in the nose.
Yeah. where you get my humor, because that's exactly what I was thinking when you said that.
Grandpa, Grandpa, we're being invaded. That was classic, and I don't know how many people remember Alf talking on Willie's ham radios when Willie wasn't around, trying to get talk to home.
Oh, I remember that on Alf. That was one of my favorite shows. And of course, everything sensationalized at that age, I thought was real. So of course, at that time, you know, the imagination played funny, but I remember that with Alf.
Yeah, I was all about radio when I found my dad's shortwave he bought in the Navy, when he was in the Navy. Yeah, transoceanic D7000. And so anything, after I found that, and I, you know, just tune around and, you know, listen to the big broadcasters, Radio Moscow, BBC, stuff like that, but I was hooked. And so when something like that came on, the radio involved, I was glued to it, yeah. Just like, what is it, Last Man Standing, Tim Dick, which is his real name. But always, I love that show where he got the ham radio into it. I haven't seen a new one he's in. But I think some people got into the hobby because of that, too.
You know, what really... I really liked radio when I started hearing the Police and fire and all that, and then the CB, then ham radio. But then, after I got in ham radio, you know what really struck me as interesting is Wi-Fi radio and like cellular, LTE, 5G, all that stuff. And what I began to start noticing is patterns that a lot of this technology is some of the same, like the Wi-Fi technology that we use today. Wi-Fi 7 is the latest Wi-Fi technology. But if you break it down, it's kind of cellular on steroids. So cellular kind of follows the same traditions of Wi-Fi, how Wi-Fi uses MAC addresses and IP addresses to identify things, and how cellular uses IMEI, which is serial numbers, / MAC addresses, and SIM IDs. So I really kind of like the way that wireless introduces itself into the Internet of Things. Wi-Fi and cellular, the like. And I've been really following it on Wi-Fi using my own network skills here at home with a Ubiquiti network I set up. But I just find it all fascinating how you can travel data and voice through data channels on the Internet. Back to you, WCAD, double UHCMC.
Agreed. Anyway, my dinner just arrived, so I'm going to bail out and pack my face with brown rice and turkey. Good to hear you. And maybe I'll pop out here again. See you.
Sounds good. Nice hearing you. And enjoy your dinner. Double. UHCMC. Whiskey 8 cash. My check.
Cash Money Collaborative.
Comfort my cock. Comfort my cock.
Can't make children.
Crystal meth cures.
Crystal action.
I said crystal meth cures.
And I said crystal meth connection. Everybody needs a dealer.
How about cook my chicken?
Fantastic.
That was a quadruple. How about crash my car? Oh, Canachin. Cash my check.